Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spanish, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, everybody. Welcome, welcome to Health and Well-Being with Beata. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning in Florida, Orlando to be specific, and I'm your holistic life coach. So I am so very, very grateful this morning. Number one, that I woke up feeling good, rested, and so grateful to be able to share my 67-year journey with a global audience. And that's why we greet everybody in the morning with this beautiful greeting from all for all over the world. So I am on Facebook Soul Purpose Healing this morning. For those of you in the studio, I had so much trouble on my Facebook, my personal Facebook page, Beata Robinson, that I'm going to try and switch over. I have three other Facebook pages. So we're going to move around so the powers that be don't have as much focus or energy to censor the truth. And my thing about truth with a capital T is this, brothers and sisters. If it lines up with this body, this human body, this amazing programmed system, biological computer, then it has to be truth. Why? Because it's the one thing that every human being has in common. We're all as souls living in this sacred vessel called the human biological computer, the body. So I do, my intention every Friday is to help you line up your journey, your world with this human body. Just about everything we hear in the media can be lined up with the human functioning body, whether it's truth with a capital T or not. Because the whole system that our body goes through to digest food, to think, to live, to breathe, and to connect brain to gut communication, Wi-Fi, it's all represented in this human body. So I'm excited to have a different focus, not a different, a renewed focus, truth with a capital T, because we've been so confused about what truth really is that we really do need to focus on that and get back to reality, so to speak. So I'm just checking to see if we're coming up on my Soul Purpose Healing page. This should be, yep, we're live on Soul Purpose Healing Facebook right now. And I'm just checking the volume to see how we're doing here. Yep, we are live. Volume to see how we're doing here. Yep, we got a playback there. So I hope that you'll invite your friends to join me. And I'm on live Facebook mainly to help you do your joint rolling correctly and work with me to get this body moving, to get this body pumped up, to get it exercised and stretched out, and to work with me. For those of you who might have a phone service like T-Mobile where they're charging you to listen to Blog Talk Radio, this page, Facebook Soul Purpose Healing, is an option for you to come and visually see what I'm doing, talking, moving. And this is, I'm inviting you into my living space. I'm in a very small space, 360 square feet of space that I just adore and love because I don't have to spend a lot of time cleaning in my space. And my right across my yard is my son's house that's fully equipped with all the modern technology you could ever think of, stoves and microwaves and the whole works. But I have been blessed with this space to help me stay in peace. I can play my own music, turn the music off. I can sleep comfortably. And I went all summer without an air conditioner, believe it or not. But I have a huge fan in my ceiling. So I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. And gratitude, as you know, is what helps us stay healthy. And so even with the minor challenges I have in my body, I still have a lot of energy and a lot of joy in my life after 67 years around the planet. Now, today is my youngest son's birthday. I birthed him out 37 years ago. It's really hard to think about how fast and quick your children, souls that you birth out. It's so interesting to observe how old they're getting and how young I'm getting. That's how I look at it. They're getting older, I'm getting younger. And so today marks 37 years that my youngest son, youngest partner, I call him now, is on the planet. And I say partner because I have had to shift the relationship I have with these two young men that I birthed from mother-son to more soul partnership, because I don't influence them a lot in this journey. Maybe unconsciously or subtly or non-verbally, but for the most part, I can't tell them what to do. They don't listen to my advice all the time. So I love to think of them as soul partners now, keeping in mind they did come out of my womb, and so my relationship with them is very special on this planet as a soul partner. So I want to read to you, before we do our joint rolling, something to think about for the rest of the show. The meditation books that I use every morning along the path to enlightenment. This morning of December 9th, 37 years ago, I was in labor. And today along the path of enlightenment for us to meditate or think about why we're here, along this path to being totally enlightened as to why we're here, today says appreciate that every step forward benefits everyone. Hallelujah. Every step that I take forward benefits everyone. One's spiritual dedication and work is a gift to life and the love of mankind. So I am really thinking about that this morning, how the steps I take forward, especially in the addiction I've had to sugar and foods that don't strengthen my body. I was talking to a friend yesterday about how much comfort food we eat still and how much comfort food we've actually given up in the past. But this is reminding me that every step forward, which for me means letting go of comfort foods and just focusing on only nourishing this body, not comforting, but nourishing this body, because I want to live a healthier life in my senior years going forward. And so it says that every step forward benefits everyone. Ah, so there you go. Whatever you're struggling with that is an addiction of sorts, remember, if you go forward in letting go of those addictions, you're going to benefit so many people. Not just yourself will be affected, but many, many people along the way are going to be benefited by it. So in my other book, The Promise of a New Day, I want to just share a few things from that. It's for a quote by Catherine Ponder says, "When you hold resentment toward another, you are bound to that person or condition by an emotional link that is stronger than steel." Oh my goodness. Holding resentment toward another binds you to that person in an emotional link that is stronger than steel. So it's kind of an invisible thread. If you're holding resentment to that person, you've got an invisible thread connecting you, and it's not going to be good for you or the other person in a subtle way. But you especially holding resentment, that thread is going to keep you from the growth that we just talked about. So our attention is consumed by what we want to control. Like a magnet, we are attracted to it. Preoccupation sets in, and our freedom to live in the moment is gone. We give up living when we try to control others. Oh my goodness, that's been a lot of my past, I have to say. But I'm really, really working on giving up all need to control, even my grandchildren. No need to control. I just try and educate them. And only in minor situations where it might affect their safety will I control. But most of my intention is to let go of control. And it says living in the moment. You give up living when you try to control others. Our resentments grow out of our failure to control others. There you go. A failure that heightens our personal insecurity. When we need others to fall into line to buy our plan, we have set ourselves up for failure. We have guaranteed that we'll experience the feelings of inadequacy that we dread. Each one of us is on a path that is landscaped according to our inner needs. Accepting that will relieve us of the anger triggered when other people behave according to their own dictates rather than ours. Whoa. Each one of us is on a path that is landscaped according to our inner needs. Let me say that again. Accepting that will relieve us of the anger triggered when other people behave according to their own dictates rather than ours. Resentment stifles us to respond creatively to the fluctuation of the days. We need to make the most of our personal power. Hallelujah. Let me follow my path today, knowing it's right for me. I will work on letting others walk their own paths too. That is not easy to do for many of us, but we're going to work on it. Let's do some joint rolling to work on letting go of resentment that could be stored in our body parts right now. That's the way things work a lot, is that when we have pain in our body, it could be resentment that we're holding on to. So let us roll some joints, and while we're rolling the joints, let's just think about any resentment we might have expressed or had in the recent days or the past, And let's just let go. Let's roll away the resentment, fear, anger today as we roll. And that's why Time for Healing is such a good musical piece for us to let go and think about the words that this song brings to mind. It's time for healing. So let us, first of all, start rolling our neck around. We're going to start the music, and we're going to start with letting our chin drop to our chest, rolling our neck around in both directions. And then we're going to roll our shoulders back and forward, do some swimming in the sea of energy. And then we're going to get on our back, kick our legs up, and roll the ankle and wrist joints in both directions, knee joints in both directions, and elbow joints in both directions. And then turn over on our side and roll our leg around. We're not rolling our hip, but we're rolling our leg around so that we can lubricate the hip joints on both sides. Then we'll come back up and do some vagus nerve stimulation and massage. So I hope you're ready to get rolling. Let's do it.
been activating those meridians. We are rubbing bottom of the feet, hands, rub, 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 get that fire going in you. Warmth, it's kind of chilly this morning in Florida, but it's going to warm up. Rubbing, 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 and let's hug those knees one more time. And rock side to rock to the side. Push up, and let's come up. And let's just do some more, a little bit more body work, love, love body work, massage. Take a deep breath in. Deep breath in. Rub those hands together. Exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale, exhale. And let's take those hands, place them behind the neck. Squeeze and release. 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 Deep breath in and out. Squeeze and release. That vagus nerve is working for you to boost your immune system, to keep you strong and healthier. And let's just squeeze and release those shoulders that end up tightening, getting tight when you raise those shoulders up too often for stress. Squeeze and release. Go along the back of the shoulders. And let's just pat down the arms. Wake up those arms. The skin loves to be touched. Pat down the arms. Give a little massage under the arm. That's a really important lymphatic system point. Your glands are under your arms working for you. And then your thymus gland. This is some place where you should often pat to get the immune system pumped up. Pump up that immune system by tapping on your thymus gland. And then tap around the breast, keeping the breast healthy. Underneath the breast, give a good massage under there. Tap on that microbiome community in your gut. And last but not least, let's just give our kidneys behind on the back and our adrenal glands some love. Tap on those adrenal glands and kidneys and rub around there. Just stirring up blood circulation, good blood circulation back there where your kidneys and glands are working hard for us every day, every 24/7. Woohoo! Let's take a deep breath in. Exhale one more. Deep breath in. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale and give thanks. Give thanks for this beautiful day. Give thanks for our breath. Give thanks if your body parts are working, even if it's only the top half of your body. Give thanks that you have a new day to create something wonderful. We are powerful creators, and we can create something really awesome every day that we wake up. Just think about that, creating. What are you going to create today? What amazing, wonderful thing are you going to create today? Give thanks, give thanks. All right. So thank you for joining me this morning. We've got a lot to talk about. It's winter time. Even in Florida, it's a lot cooler. And the stress of winter, I have 11 tips for stress relief that are going to really, I believe, help you get through winter and as a superstar. And then there's a lot, I have a little information about coffee creamers. Something we ought to be, if you're a coffee drinker, even if you're a black tea drinker, I drink black tea and I like to put my almond, my milk in there. And we ought to be aware of what is the best creamer for our coffee or tea, whatever we're drinking. And then I have an update on masks, you know, these things. There's been a major study that was done about what are the pros and cons of wearing a mask. You're going to want to hear this. So stay tuned. I'm going to go back to my studio or go to my studio. There we go. A little bit of tour there. And let's get busy. Let's get busy growing and learning together. And I don't think I need this light on as much. Interfering. Okay, there we go. We're back. So I'm excited to share with you the knowledge or information you need to have an awesome journey on planet Earth. So this morning, 11 steps for winter stress. We're going to talk about that. And is your coffee creamer toxic? Talking about that, as well as masking. What's going on with masking these days? I still see lots of people, not lots, I still see a few people wearing masks in the grocery store especially. And usually they're older people. So I'm thinking maybe people are concerned still about whether they're going to catch a germ or a bug or a virus that might kill them. And so we went through that fear for a whole, 2 years? Was it almost 3 years? If you're still wearing a mask, then you're still concerned about viruses and bugs affecting your health. Well, there's a new study that I want to share with you that will help you maybe decide to take off the mask. I don't know. It's your choice. But this is a new study that was done that may help you make better decisions in general about your health. So this study came to me in an email, I believe it was. Let's see, I got so many studies on here. I'm going to have to share even more news with you about. Okay, so this is an article on Natural Health 365. It's a website you can go to check. It says the evidence is clear. Face mask harms far outweigh the benefits. And the date of this article is December 4th. So it's not even yesterday. I mean, it's not even last year. It's this past month, this month, today, this month. It says, so the great masking controversy stands at the center of the COVID pandemic debacle and gave us all a front row seat to a twisted game of, quote, follow the leader, and people were denied entrance to stores if they refused to wear a mask. People turned on each other verbally, sometimes physically assaulting those who dared to walk about mask-free. And restrictions got tighter and tighter as the virus continued on its path. The maskless were blamed for contaminating everyone, while the masks were blamed for lowering the body's natural immunity to disease by hindering exposure. Mass hysteria, herd mentality, the terms were caustic and frequently tossed about, while we were repeatedly instructed to, quote, trust the science. What they failed to tell us is that, quote, the science did not support their agenda. In fact, there is no scientific evidence that the masks are or ever were effective against COVID-19. Let me repeat that statement. In fact, there is no scientific evidence that the masks are or ever were effective against COVID-19. And now healthcare professionals like Eric Payne, MD, MPH, have vowed to unmask the truth. Inadequate leadership couldn't pick a side. From the start, the pandemic was questionable at best. The media fed the fear and panic that world leadership introduced. Dr. Anthony Fauci led the charge, extolling the virtues of masking one day and backpedaling the next. At one point, he likened double masking to a version of an N95 respirator, which is absolutely ludicrous. Double masking, remember that? And is anyone still believing that or listening to that? Finally, when he was faced with the fact that there was a significant lack of scientific evidence to support masking, he settled on telling people that they should just make up their own minds about wearing a mask. Ah, so which is it? Do masks work or do they not? So history and physics debunk the mask myth. Masking has never been an effective deterrent for preventing the spread of respiratory conditions. Our history books tell us that. In fact, virus material can easily slip through the mesh of a surgical mask, especially the areas where the mask fits over the cheeks and under the eyes, not to mention that children and adults tend to move and adjust their mask often. The mask
myth is just that, a myth. Study after study has shown that masking is not effective against illnesses like influenza and has no association with a reduction in case numbers. So what's the answer, the article asks? Research has found that masking is not only ineffective, but has the potential to be quite harmful. There is an abundance of evidence that shows cloth and surgical masks used as they were recommended during the mask frenzy portion of the pandemic have no impact on the control of transmission of the so-called COVID virus. To make matters worse, there is ample evidence indicating that masking can actually cause harm to the wearer, especially children. They can make the child more susceptible to illness because masks can become contaminated. Study after study has reported finding fungal and bacterial contamination in face masks, particularly during the period around COVID. There are also developmental issues that have been noted in children who have had to mask up. Social issues have also arisen among all age groups as the mask has negatively affected communication and separated people even more. So the bottom line for this article is not just, quote, trust the science. Instead, do your own research, think critically, and draw your own conclusions. So there you have it. It's your decision. The masks don't work. They never have. But the control work, the controlling agents work. Now, when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you some information about one of the best ancient herbs that give your throat and digestive tract fast, easy comfort. Because as we walk around in our neighborhoods and our communities, we do pick up viruses, bacteria, and other elements in pollution, and pollution especially in our environment, in our atmosphere. But your throat, your tonsils have actually been given to you to protect you from those type of airborne elements that come into our breathing system. And it's important to remember that this is a very sophisticated computer work that our soul is blessed to be in, right? It's a blessing until you die. When you die, it's a celebration, right? So we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll share with you one of the particular ancient herbs that has been very effective. If you don't already have it in your winter stress supplies, you might want to add it because it's very helpful to keep those bugs in control. That's what this whole three-year journey was about, learning how to balance all the microbes, including viruses, bacteria, and fungi that are living in our atmosphere. So we'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
And listen to videos, I realize we all need some therapy because most of us, if we're adults today, we went through the last 2 years of stress and trauma on the lies and deception about a virus, and many of us haven't overcome that. So I just read an article about the mask and how some of them are harmful, and later I'm going to play for you an audio from the Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan, where he talks about even more of the dangers of them in the mask, what they found in the mask. But we want to go into some information for you about your throat, because we're talking about winter stress relief this morning. And here's a really interesting article I found about giving your throat and digestive tract fast, easy comfort with these ancient herbs. So slippery elm. For those of you who may be not familiar with slippery elm, it's one of the best ancient herbs. From the inner bark of the, quote, elm tree, has been used traditionally for centuries by Native American cultures. When taken by mouth, it coats and soothes the tissues in your mouth, throat, esophagus, stomach, and intestines. So there are many throat lozenges, liquid drops, and so forth that have slippery elm. So we want you to put that on your list of herbs to keep in your purse or your medicine cabinet for this winter season. And herbal throat liquid drops with slippery elm supplies a blend of 8 powerful botanicals, including slippery elm from wildcrafted trees, wild cherry bark and ginger. Ooh, that sounds so good. Licorice and marshmallow roots in a pleasant, citrusy tasting natural sweet liquid formula. And that's a product called Herbal Throat Liquid Drops with Slippery Elm. And to help preserve and optimize the value from natural botanicals, the active compounds in the fresh herbs are gently extracted using only glycerin and water without alcohol. So that's one particular product. It doesn't extract from those plants with alcohol, but it uses glycerin. And it says slippery elm may be one of the best kept secrets for soothing your entire digestive tract from your throat all the way down to your stomach and intestines. Clues may be found in some of its traditional uses. The Native American people would peel its slimy red inner bark from twigs and branches and mix it with water to create a thick, slippery substance. Boiling the bark, that's how they did it, brothers and sisters. They boiled bark from trees and they boiled leaves and water and all that, and they made these amazing soothing solutions. Boiling the bark with its sweet maple-like smell turned it into survival food for both the Native Americans and the colonists during times of famine. It said that George Washington and his troops subsisted on gruel made from the bark during the cold winter months at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Ah, that's how they did it. They burned the bark. They boiled the bark from trees and slippery elm plants. Even back then, herbalists regarded slippery elm inner bark as an essential tool.
By sharing their knowledge with their early colonists, they helped make the herb one of the most valued early home remedies. The Native Americans would wrap the inner bark around their hunted meat to keep it from going bad. How about that? Natural preservatives. Midwives used slippery elm with its exceptional lubricant properties to ease labor and aid birth. Poultice, made from the inner bark, was used as a dressing for gunshot wounds during the Revolutionary War. Infusing the inner bark in water created a soothing and emollient tonic or tea that many found beneficial and could be mixed with other healing herbs. Oh, that sounds so good. Slippery elm, keep that in mind when you're searching for relief from colds, sore throats, whatever your body speaks to you about. Slippery elm may be one of those herbs that can help you find some soothing relief. So I've got more information for you about the things that the 11, I've got, let's see, 11 the number 11 is coming up. Okay, winter stress relief. So we're going to go into 11 steps of winter stress relief for you. It is so interesting being in Florida. Yesterday it was in the 80s, so it's like summer here. But then this morning I wake up and I'm like needing my heater, my space heater on. So wherever you are, the rise in temperature and lowering of temperature is going to affect your mental and physical state for most of us, state of mind, state of body. So that's why I want to share with you these 11 steps to stress relief, giving you a daily reminder. So you might want to get a pen and paper out. So you can remember these things. In fact, it's a good thing to put this on your refrigerator. I'm going to go over the 11 steps, and then I'll go over each one to give you more detail about how we manifest these reliefs. Number one, gratitude. Number two, meditation. Number three, sauna sessions. Number four, don't eat SAD, standard American diet. Five, journaling and coloring. Six, slowly sipping tea. Seven, heart coherence. Eight, EFT or body talk and tapping. Nine, fresh air. 10, exercise. 11, sleep well. So I'm going to go over each one of these to give you more detail, more substance about how these things can really bring some relief for the rise and fall of the different temperatures. So gratitude, that's a fairly easy one, I hope, for most of us. And the article, this is from my good friend, Dr. V. She's a chiropractor and breast health specialist. And she came up with this beautiful little poster that you can actually put on your refrigerator. But I'm going to just go over each one. And if you have any comments or questions about them, please press 1 in the studio, or you can... I'm on Soul Purpose Healing Facebook page, and my producer, Naima Latif, is there. Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher, thank you for sharing health knowledge and helping to remove fear. Yes, I'm excited about helping us remove the fear and sharing the knowledge I've gained over the last 50-plus years. And so thank you for joining me in this adventure that we're on. It's an adventure to work on healing the body naturally without drugs and other harmful substances that have side effects. It's a real adventure. And I have been on this adventure for so long that I'm comfortable with even the little pains and things that show up because I know my body's telling me to have gratitude, for instance. So we start out with gratitude on this 11 tips for stress relief. And this says, this should be the lens you use for everything you do, say, hear, and visualize. The best way to practice this with a daily moment of gratitude. before going to sleep and again getting out of bed, say out loud two things you are grateful for. One could simply be that you got another day to live. Another could be having fresh blueberries in your fridge. I got some of those today. Yay. And starting and ending your day with gratitude will change your perspective on everything else in your world and reduce stress and seasonal depression. So there you have it. It's an energy thing with gratitude. It will help reduce the stress and your seasonal depression because gratitude is high on the map of consciousness. And when you are vibrating at gratitude, your body is healthy. Your body is, your circulation is better. Everything is improving when you're vibrating in gratitude. So that's number one. Number two, meditation is free. Can be done anywhere, anytime. You can never do too much of it. No side effects, only calming and happy benefits. Meditation works. Inhale deeply. Exhale completely. Take another big breath. Inhale deeply and exhale and close your eyes if you feel led to. Close your eyes. Inhale deeply and exhale. You don't have to spend hours a day or know all of the meditation techniques. Research has shown that even just 1 minute, just 1 minute, but 15 to 20 minutes is more effective. I find that it would, depending on what's going on in my mind and my body, I'm going to spend more time in meditation. It's like last week, if you missed the show, Health and Wellbeing last week, we had Sika on here sharing her water affirmation therapy. Oh my goodness, we had so much therapy and release and love from that meditation, from her words, from her therapies, that many of us experienced immediate results in our body. Running to the bathroom, releasing. And in her teaching, she shares how the testimonies that she's gotten from using the water affirmation therapies is that people have begin getting rid of parasites even. They start seeing parasites coming out of them. So meditation, 1 minute, 15, 20, it all depends on what your needs are. How balanced is your are your emotions? How stressful are you? The more stressed you are, the more time I would spend inhaling, exhaling, and breathing to water sounds, to music, whatever. There are so many meditation guiding therapies on YouTube that you can't run out of meditation techniques. And it can profoundly change your brain, mind, and your soul. Our brain's neuroplasticity can be rewired for improved levels of happiness and calm, leading to better sleep, less stress, and a stronger immune system. So that's meditation. We've got two, gratitude meditation. Number three, sauna sessions. Just the feeling of sweaty warmth can make you feel better on a bitterly cold day. Frequent sauna sessions gently release toxins, and I truly believe saunas are one of the best things you can do for cancer prevention and general detoxing. A study called the BUS study, that's blood, urine, and saliva, revealed that sweating was the most effective way to detox heavy metals and environmental toxins. So sauna, you don't have to go to an expensive sauna facility. Hey, run some hot water, get that water as hot as you can, and just soak in that bathtub and let that steam bring the therapy that you need. Oh, just the thought of it makes it, especially when it's cold. That's important to get yourself into a sweaty, hot environment. Okay, number four, stop eating sad diets. Standard American diet stands for SAD, standard American diet. Stop eating. During the winter months especially, if you're still daily eating standard American diet, then it's going to make you depressed. And the standard American diet or SAD diet is filled with processed foods like sugar, refined grains like GMO, pasta and bread, deli meats, artificial sweeteners, etc. It can and it does affect your mentally, emotionally and physically, and potentially trigger cancer pathways. Instead, we want you to eat delicious anti-cancer foods such as berries, broccoli, cauliflower, sip matcha tea, matcha, M-A-T-C-H-A tea. Get creative with a few cancer-kicking recipes. They're all online. Just go cancer-kicking recipes, Google that on YouTube, and there'll be so many you won't even have time to look at them. So number five, journaling and coloring. How about that? Even you adults can do that. Figuratively and literally, write the stress out of your head and let it live on paper instead. Start by committing only 4 minutes a day to write whatever you want to write about. Share a major fear with your journal. Laugh about something funny that happened today. Process a moment of anxiety and always write one thing you are grateful for. Coloring, like you did when you were a kid, is actually an amazing way to axe some anxiety. You have to look at the shape and size. You have to look at the edges, and you have to pick a color, says Joel Pearson, a neuroscientist at the University of New South Wales in Australia, in a recent interview. He said, quote, it should occupy the same parts of the brain that stops any anxiety-related mental imagery from happening as well. Anything that helps you control your attention is going to help. There are countless studies on how participating in artist endeavors releases cancer-related stress. There was a study by Thomas Jefferson University that looked specifically at mindfulness art therapy, MBAT, for women undergoing traditional treatment for a variety of cancers. Across the board, the women showed a decrease in stress and anxiety-related symptoms after the mindfulness art therapy for 2 months. How about that? So I would encourage you, especially during these holiday months, don't get depressed or sad. If you don't have friends or family where you are, get a coloring book for yourself. That's just one option to occupy your mind and create, be creative. And that's what happened yesterday. A bee got in my space. This bee was like buzzing around, and I was actually able to move him back outside, and he came back. I took that bee and guided him out the door, and then and next thing I know, I'm sitting on the floor talking, and the bee comes back to my screen, buzzing around, trying to get back in. Well, that message for me and for you, anything in nature, I always say it's a message if it comes close to me or gets my attention. The bee represents creativity. It's saying to me, be creative. So whatever you're challenged with, whatever you're doing, this reminder of a coloring book for all of us in these coming stressful moments, shopping till you drop, all this holiday stress, get a coloring book. That's just one solution to reduce the stress in your life. Number six, tea time. I love it. Wrap your hands around a warm mug. Here it is. Here's my warm mug. Wrap your hands around a warm mug and slowly sip it. Now this mug, this tea is bitter because I put some lime in it and I'm getting off all sugar for a week, or at least for a while. And wrap your hands. The act of just swallowing down can help release stress, and so will the herbal goodness of your tea. My favorite type of tea is matcha for this, my friend, Dr. V. Matcha, M-A-T-C-H. I haven't had matcha in quite a while. It's usually in formulas, but think about trying something new this month. Matcha, M-A-T-C-H. It's loaded with potent antioxidants that protect against free radicals causing cellular damage, giving it the name, quote, tumor terminator, end quote, matcha. To learn how the mighty matcha kicks out breast cancer, you can go to Dr. V's website. But anyway, tea time. Make sure that tea time or coffee time. Coffee, I'm going to talk about coffee creamers later, but coffee is not a bad beverage or a harmful beverage if it's done in moderation. It can actually reduce pain in the body and reduce inflammation. And there have been studies done that coffee helps the liver detox. So liver, and liver, I've done many liver enemas. I've done many coffee enemas in my day to help stimulate that liver to let go of toxins. That's what coffee enemas do, is they stimulate, that caffeine stimulates the liver and gallbladder to release. Anyway, that's just a side note from tea time, to have tea time or coffee time. Just get that hot, that mug, that warm mug, and slowly sip on it to reduce your anxiety or any stress in your life. Number 7, heart coherence. When heart coherence is happening, it is known as heart-brain coherence. All the chemical impulses, communications, hormonal production centers, and hormonal distribution processes throughout the body are synchronized. How about that? Synchronicity is taking place in our body, reminding us that everything in our environment externally is also synchronized for our benefit. That means your organs are functioning at optimal capacity, and so are you throughout the day. The main way we measure activity is heart rate variability, or HRV, heart mass app. So there's a lot of ways that technology can help improve your health by just measuring the heart activity and your ability to give love, 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 not just out there, but to yourself. Fly, first love yourself. So that I would include that in the heart coherence stress relief advice. Love, first love yourself. Number 8, EFT, emotional freedom techniques, or tapping. This is a natural health modality, fantastic tool from which everybody on a healing journey can benefit. Modern research is now discovering the connection between emotions and physical disease. What's more, once negative emotions such as anger, shame, and sadness are accepted and carefully examined by an individual, healing can begin. A 2016 study found that those with the highest amount of emotional acceptance had the lowest rates of cancer-related inflammatory cytokines. In addition, scores for interleukin 8, a strong biomarker for breast cancer, were particularly low in the women with the most emotional acceptance. Wow. So there's all types of information about EFT. I am an EFT practitioner, and so I use tapping a lot, not a lot. I use tapping whenever I'm not able to manage an emotion that just keeps coming up. And I do the tapping technique to help my body know I'm aware, number one, and to help my body let go of the inflammation and stress. I was talking to a friend the other day, and they have some ideas that EFT is not biblically found or truthful. So you might have that belief as well if you grew up studying the Bible in a Christian environment. And anything new like emotional freedom techniques, tapping, talking to your body, when someone might say, well, I just need to pray. Prayer is all I need, and do a little exercise, and I don't really have to tap and talk to my body. So how you can gauge whether that's a truth or not is listen to your body. Try the tapping, talk to your body, pretty in, no demons involved, no satanic rituals. Just talk to your body. Hey, I have a stomach ache. I'm letting go of the tension around my stomach. I have a headache. I'm letting go of the inflammation in my head. I'm letting go of it, and I'm choosing to love my brain, my head, my heart. I'm choosing to love my stomach. I'm going to give my head a massage if I have a headache. I'm going to just touch. So EFT, in a way, is a technique that just helps you remember your body loves to be touched, and that you have meridians running throughout the body that can be adjusted not only with an acupuncture needle, but EFT, emotional freedom tap, is always thought of as acupuncture without the needles. It's using your fingers and your mind and your words to shift the energy in your body that might be inflammation or swelling or something,
And I encourage you to try it, especially when you are in a situation that you can't run to the emergency, you can't run to any other therapy. Just take the time to talk to your body and tap on that area, love on that area that is called, is giving you a little discomfort. Okay, so that was number eight. Number nine is fresh air. In the goal of reducing winter stress relief, fresh air has got to be part of your regimen. Where no matter where you are, I don't care if you're in the winter months, occasionally you got to go out there and breathe some fresh air, even if it's 20 degrees below zero or whatever. For a minute of fresh air, it's going to help. The seasonal affective disorder, winter depression, is a real thing. We weren't created to go into an office in the dark and drive back home in the dark day after day. Our bodies need sunshine and vitamin D. Living in too much cold and darkness can lead to cold and dark thoughts. Movement, sunshine, even if it's 31 degrees outside, and clean air will do wonders for your happiness throughout the winter. So keep that in mind. Don't stay inside all winter thinking you got to stay warm. Always fresh air every day, and especially if the sun is out, you need to get out there and just put your face in the sun. Okay, number 10, exercise. We got to get that exercise in. Dance, cycle, swim, ski, hike, lift weights. Just move your body. Do it for your happiness, physical body, sanity, and gut health. Yes, your immune system is improved when you are moving and doing exercise. And my philosophy is eat less, move more. Eat less, move more. My good friend, Elitam Elamine, the breatharian, he calls himself a sun, I think he's a solararian too. He's just being nourished mostly by the sun and his external environment. I don't think he's eating any food, and he's in South Africa right now camping and hiking in South Africa with two women, and they're all experiencing the breatharian lifestyle by eating nothing pretty much or very little and moving, moving, moving. He keeps it moving, moving, moving. That's how he stays healthy, never sick. He went through the whole season of COVID and Corona in India, teaching people about becoming breatharian or living that breatharian lifestyle where you're just eating less food and moving more, whether it's Tai Chi, Qigong. That's the idea. So though, and the number 11, finally, the 11th stress relief tip is sleep well. Adrenal health and melatonin are essential tools for a night of deep restorative sleep. A well-slept woman can also better manage her stress because her brain and body can work properly. My journey, much of my adult life was about insomnia. I mean, especially during my married life, my ex-husband's energy was just different from mine, and I realized that's how sometimes I'd lay down beside him and I just could not go to sleep. Not to mention all the thoughts, just having a crazy mind, busy, busy mind. And I learned after practicing yoga for a few years, I learned the best way to get through a night of insomnia is to just breathe deeply. And I would actually get up out of bed at 5 or 6 in the morning after having very little sleep. I would wake up feeling more refreshed and rested than I had sometimes if I had actually closed my eyes and had sleep and dream. So just some idea for you is if you have trouble sleeping, try teas first. Don't go to your doctor saying you need a drug, because those drugs are going to have side effects. And I would highly recommend that you try different sleep teas. There's so many out there. And then double the bag. If you are finding that one bag doesn't help, double the bag. It's not going to cause any side effects that I'm aware of. I highly recommend try sleep tea and try a variety of different sleep teas. And then if you find yourself one night you just can't sleep, just lay there, close your eyes, and do deep breathing. And that deep breathing, more than likely, it's going to relax your body and help you drift off to sleep. So those are my 11 tips for stress relief. It's time for another break. Wow, that came fast. When we come back,
I have some more information about coffee creamers, because one of the beverages that you can enjoy, especially during the winter months, is coffee. But people are ruining the coffee with all these horrible creamers. It's like blows my mind when I look at what's in these creamers. So we're going to give you, I actually have an audio from a guy who talked about all the creamers, the best and the worst of the creamers, coffee creamers. So if you're a coffee drinker, you don't want to miss this next half hour. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
a lot colder up there where you are in Chicago or north. And I'm impressed at how many people are in Chicago or northern cities and they enjoy the winter. But I want to say, if you get bored up there, just come on down to Florida. There's a lot going on down here. And I want to share with you a message from Nathaniel, Dr. Wellness. He's a doctor of wellness. Nathaniel Jordan. He's a free healing service. November. He has a lot of teachings online, and he's been advising a lot of professionals. And he was a vegan for a while, and he gained a lot of weight, and so he stopped being a vegan. And he just is a wealth of information. So he has this really good informative video about the nature of masks. And I want to just finish off with the mask by bringing him on to talk about what the scientists studied about mask and the risk involved in masks, because I'm still a little concerned about people still wearing masks, and it's only because they are not educated, they don't have the information, and they're still in fear. I believe people, I have actually asked people, why are you still wearing a mask? And I had one woman say, well, I have emphysema or something like that. They mentioned that they had some type of disease or ailment or health problem that they were dealing with, and I just said, oh, because it was in passing at a grocery store or something like that, and I didn't want to go into, you know, any teaching or anything, but I'm just curious at this stage of the Twilight Zone adventure why some people still wear them, and it's partly because of the brainwashing, I think, that went on for 2 years that said, as I read earlier, Dr. Fauci even said, flip-flopped on whether they were good or bad. And my bottom line thought is it's like putting up a chain link fence to keep mosquitoes out. When that came up, I thought, that's it. That's the most wise statement about this whole challenge we went through with Corona Madness. So Dr. Nathaniel Jordan is called the Minister of Wellness. You can find him on the internet, on Facebook, and social media. And he teaches a lot about health issues. So I've already started his audio because I didn't want to play the first 2 or 3 minutes. But it's about scientists studied mask wearing, and they revealed everyone contain certain elements that he wants to share with us about what these things are. Now, he's a Bible teacher, so his beginning of his lecture, I think, is really focused on some biblical things, but he gets into the meat of the study in this audio. So let me turn up the volume on that.
I mean, Yahuwah gave Hasatan, Satan, the knowledge that he has. That doesn't mean that Satan isn't using that knowledge for evil. And then Satan has the ability to impart wisdom to his minions. There is something called demonic wisdom. Just because somebody has the ability to be creative and create something, you don't attribute that to the Most High. Healing comes from the medicine foods, not from a toxic, fake synthetic mask that contains cancer-causing compounds such as titanium dioxide. And they studied 12 different masks. Every one of them contained this cancer-causing compound, all of them. You've made an idol out of that thing. And listen, every time you choose to make a decision to eat something you know you shouldn't eat, meat, dairy, fish, all these junk foods, you know you're not supposed to eat that vegan junk food. But yet you going out trusting in a mask, so that you're committing idolatry, because you're choosing to trust more in a mask created by man than you're choosing to trusting in the medicine foods created by the creator of the universe. The International Agency for Research on Cancer classifies titanium dioxide as a group 2B carcinogen, which means it possibly carcinogenic to humans by inhalation. A meta-analysis called for a rethinking of nano-TiO2 safety, citing numerous toxic effects in humans and aquatic animals. Masks take both a physical and psychological toll. The journal Pediatrics highlighted the emotional burden felt by parents, clinicians, and patients due to wearing masks in pediatric cancer wards. And after censoring so many of my videos last year on my old YouTube channel, or 2 years ago, I'm hearing that YouTube has updated its policies about what constitutes quote-unquote misinformation and now allows you to say that masks don't work. It's not about masks working or not working in my eyes. It's more about your idolatry, about your willingness to always clamps on, to be so quick to clamp on to what man has to say versus what the Most High has to say. The method of healing and protection and immunity strength, weight loss, disease prevention, all of those answers are found in the Word. All of those answers, they're found in the Word. And that's what we need to turn to, and that's what this ministry is turning to. So, yeah, you keep that thing glued to your face and you're inhaling cancer. So you better be on your fruits, berries, and melons. You better be on your grapes, your berries, and your melons. Because every time you inhale and exhale from that toxic thing you have glued to your face that you think is helping you, you're inhaling the cancer-causing chemical titanium dioxide, TiO2. I was wrong, family. We do have extra copies of the Thanks Healing Recipe book. Warehouse manager Brother Aaron just let me know we do have extra copies, and now those extra copies you can purchase on our online store, theministerofwellness.com, or just click the link in the pinned comment section. Only 50 of those extra copies. This is the hard copy edition.
Okay, so he goes in a little bit advertising there, but what is he saying? This study that was done found that those masks, typically the ones that are shipped from China maybe, contain an element that causes cancer. So Minister of Wellness is always backing up what he says with scripture and Bible and all that, and he believes that people who are turning to masks are in some way using the mask as an idol. Now, that's his opinion. You might not agree with it, but you can't deny the scientific study that was done on these masks that found this titanium element that he says contributes to cancer. So it's up to you. Again, I read about the mask, the study also that showed it can be dangerous. For those of you who are just joining us, I read earlier about the dangers of masks. And it's up to us to decide now with all this information and all this knowledge how you're going to protect your body. And I'm here to promote healthy, balanced immune system. And one of the things I always, or the one thing I play is that this body is an advanced system of synergy and synchronicity. And here's an audio that I haven't played in a while, but I found it again, Human Body 101. When we consider whether to mask or not, whether to do the things we want to do to keep our body strong, I think it helps to be reminded of how advanced this body is and how capable it is of protecting you from anything, mind, body, or spirit. So here's just a reminder of the human body systems that are helping us keep viruses under control, bacteria, and so forth. There are 10 systems. This one speaks of 10 major systems. And I just hope as you listen to this, that we develop more and more respect for the human body and its ability to protect us, help us be strengthened and journey on this earth with homeostasis, balance in every way.
The human body is a complex network of cells, tissues, and organs that together make life possible. 10 major systems are responsible for the body's functions: skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, nervous, endocrine, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive. The skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, and nervous systems in particular create an infrastructure that facilitates the other systems. The adult skeletal system is a framework of over 200 bones. They hold the body together, give it shape, and protect its organs and tissues. The skeleton also provides anchor points for the muscular system, which includes three types of muscles, skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. They are found throughout the body and facilitate movement. Nestled within these muscles is the cardiovascular system, a pipeline that includes the heart, blood vessels, and the blood itself. Also called the circulatory system, the cardiovascular system delivers oxygen, white blood cells, hormones, and nutrients throughout the body. Lastly, the nervous system is a communication network of nerve cells that the body uses to transmit information and coordinate bodily functions. It's comprised of the brain, the hub of sensory and intellectual activity, the spinal cord, and the many cranial and spinal nerves that emanate from them. This infrastructure created by neurons, blood, muscles, and bones allows three other systems to regulate the body's environment, the endocrine, lymphatic, and urinary systems. The endocrine system is a series of glands that use information carried by the nervous system to help regulate the body's processes. Thanks to this neural connection, endocrine glands, such as the thyroid, are aware of the amount of hormones and other chemicals they need to produce. These chemicals are then distributed throughout the body by way of the cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular and nervous systems are also utilized by the lymphatic system, a collection of lymph nodes and vessels that help regulate the body's defenses. Also called the immune system, the lymphatic system uses neural pathways to transmit information about affected areas of the body and then sends out healing agents like white blood cells via the bloodstream. Another key regulatory system is the urinary system, which includes the kidneys, ureters, bladder, and urethra. The urinary, or renal system, maintains the body's electrolyte levels and filters waste from the blood. This waste is sent through the blood vessels into the kidneys and then expelled as urine. All of these systems require energy to function, and that's where the respiratory and digestive systems come in. The respiratory system is a group of passageways and organs that extracts life-giving oxygen from the air we breathe. Air enters the body through nasal cavities, travels down the throat, and is then transported to the lungs. The lungs extract oxygen for the body to use and then expel a carbon dioxide byproduct when we exhale. Energy can also come in the form of food. The digestive system is an approximately 30-foot series of organs that convert food into fuel. Food enters the system through the mouth, then moves into the esophagus, the stomach, and the intestines. Nutrients are absorbed into the body while solid waste is expelled through the anal canal, the end of the digestive tract. No matter the role, size, or shape of any of the body's systems, each began with the reproductive system. This system is responsible for creating life. The primary organs involved differ between the sexes, with ovaries, fallopian tubes, the uterus, and vagina found in women, and testes and a sperm channel found in men. Together, fertilization may occur, organ systems form, and then a child is born. Humans are complicated organisms. But when our 10 major organ systems are healthy, they ensure our well-being.
So may we have gratitude for this amazing body system that we are told. So what are the best foods in winter to nourish and strengthen and heal this amazing temple? Here's a short clip on the best winter fruits and vegetables.
Hi, Dr. Gundry here. I got so much good feedback on our segment about healthy fall foods that I'm doing it again for winter. Yes, it's true. In some parts of the world, very little is in season this time of the year. But there are some fruits, yes, fruits and vegetables that are actually ripening right now or that you can eat all year long. Let's start with the first fruit on our list, an avocado. Sure, they're available pretty much every month of the year, and they're one of the few fruits where you don't have to worry about what season it is. Why? Because they're all fat, a bit of protein, and lots of fiber. And they're the healthy kind of fat. In fact, eating avocados daily could support healthy weight loss, keep your heart healthy, and even keep your joints comfortable. So important in the winter. You've probably tried them in guacamole. And if you haven't, there's a recipe here on this channel. They're also great in eggs, blended into smoothies, or served on their own with a little salt and pepper. Now, if you're not an avocado fan, I suggest trying them blended into other things first. They add creaminess without changing the flavor. Not sure where to start? Try the ice cream recipe on this channel. Now second, cabbage. It's actually a good time of year for leafy greens and leafy purples for that matter. And cabbage is at its absolute best right now. It's typically harvested in the late fall and early winter. It's super affordable and it's got all the amazing benefits you've come to love from cruciferous vegetables. Things like potentially anti-inflammatory properties, plenty of gut-healthy fiber, and tons of vitamin C. Now, you could make coleslaw out of it, using avocado mayo, of course, and you've got a lot more options to try. Try braising cabbage with onions, sauteing it with garlic and apples, or shaving it thin and eating it raw, tossed into a salad. It's also great lightly cooked and tossed with pesto. My wife's friend shaves it into noodles and then mixes it half and half with Miracle Noodles as her pasta. And seriously, if Miracle Noodles aren't your thing because of the texture, the cabbage will fix the problem. Now next up, turnips. It's funny, I see these at grocery stores all the time, but very few people know what to do with them. Good news, if you're a potato lover, you'll love turnips. They're good mashed, sautéed, or roasted with garlic, and they're way better for your gut than potatoes. For one, they're not a member of the nightshade family, so you don't have to worry about that. They've got tons of dietary fiber and are high in potassium, vitamin A, and health-boosting polyphenols. Now, if you can find a tender baby turnip, you're in for a treat. Just scrub it and roast it, skin and all. And now, I want to talk about citrus fruit. Oh, wait a minute, Dr. Gundry. Didn't you say give fruit the boot? I did, and I stand by that. But with low sugar fruit like lemons and limes, you can add a lot of flavor and beneficial polyphenols to a dish with just a little juice or a bit of zest. So these kind of get a pass. And with sugary fruits like grapefruit, oranges, and tangerines, you do need to hold off, both on the juice and eating the fruit. But feel free to go nuts with the zest. Try adding orange zest to sautéed Swiss chard, or a bit of grapefruit zest and white pith to your guacamole. And this time of year, when citrus is in season, go ahead and have a little, in moderation, as a special treat. In fact, I like a few segments of grapefruit in an arugula salad. Last but not least, chard. This leafy green comes in a few colorful varieties, green, white, red, rainbow. No matter which variety you pick, it's rich in polyphenols and pretty simple to cook. If you're familiar with cooking collard greens or kale, you'll probably be familiar with cooking chard. You can saute it, braise it, or even eat it raw. I especially love Swiss chard with orange zest, hazelnuts, and garlic. But it's got a pretty neutral flavor, so the possibilities are endless. The other thing about chard, make sure you eat those stems. Unlike kale, which has stems that are pretty tough, chard stems are crunchy and kind of like celery. They break down easily and add great texture and flavor to a dish. Just remember, it may be winter, but that's no excuse not to eat your veggies and fruits either. In fact, some of the most delicious foods on the planet are in season right now. So enjoy. because I'm Dr. Gundry, and I'm always looking out for you. Thanks for watching. Click the circular channel icon.
So I hope you were writing those down for your shopping list. Or do you have some favorite foods for winter that you want to share with us? If so, press 1 in the Blog Talk studio or call in 515-605-9325. We're here for another, 20, 25 minutes. We want to hear from you. How are you doing in this new season? This is a brand new season for us to make better choices, to spend time with family, and to have a cup of coffee. Yes, let's have a cup of coffee or black tea. Black tea is one of my favorites. Every now and then I do coffee because my son has this nice espresso machine or coffee maker that you just stick the little cup in there and it makes coffee tea right away. You don't have to boil any water. It already, the machine just does all the work. I tell you, I'm just blessed to have a son who loves technology. He has equipped his house with most comforts that people want in their house. So when we come back from the break, let's talk coffee, especially what are you putting in your coffee that's making your health worse or damaging your health. We're going to talk about coffee creamers. Coffee is really not a bad beverage. It can be a healthy beverage in moderation. So we want you to enjoy your coffee this winter season because it's comforting and it's warming and all the other good stimulating. I want you to enjoy your coffee, but we want you to make better choices of the coffee you're drinking. Starbucks, we don't need to pay for expensive Starbucks coffee unless you're on the run and it's the only option. But we want you to enjoy your coffee or your black tea. Get a little bit of that caffeine in you now and then to warm you up this season. So when we come back, we want to help you make the best choices of the cream that goes in there. Yes, cream. Because I don't like to drink coffee or tea without cream. And I make my own. So I'm going to share my recipe with you, as well as talk about all those creamers out there and why you should not be choosing them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Tax are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Trump from Chicago. Chicago's my hometown, and I've visited in the last this year. I visited twice this year, and I'm really hoping and praying Dr. Willie Wilson makes it into the mayor position next year, because as my sister Zelda has pointed out, he's a humanitarian. And I think Chicago would definitely benefit from someone like him. So all you Chicago residents, think about casting your vote for with Dr. Willie Wilson. He's the man, I think, that can make a difference. Because all the other characters that have been there, I don't know. There's too much political minds, crooked political minds working in Chicago over the past 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years. Who knows? But go Willie Wilson. I'm rooting and praying for Dr. Willie Wilson to be the next mayor of Chicago. And their election, I believe, is in February or March. So anyway, we want to talk coffee. We want to sit down with you and have a cup of coffee and have a kitchen table talk, as my sister in Arizona talk. We need to sit down, have a nice kitchen table talk with some coffee or tea. And it's okay to add the cream, but the cream needs to be a little bit healthier if you're not going to offset the benefit of the coffee, because the coffee is, as I said, coffee is not bad for you in moderation. And so here's a little audio about the best coffee creamers. I don't know that I'll play all of it. And then I have some information I want to read to you, whatever he doesn't cover. In this audio, I want to share with you some more information about why you need to be very particular about what you're putting in your coffee, because you're ruining the benefits of the coffee itself when you're adding all these chemicals that the body has to process.
My friends, it's time to do an updated coffee creamer video, because I believe we did one years ago. The good news is there's some new ones on the market that are Bobby approved. The bad news is the old Stammy buys are worse than ever, so it's time to make an updated video. So if you put stuff in your Joe, what's the best, what's the worst, and why? Before we do the updated video, check out ThriveMarket.com using my promo link down below. Thrive actually has some private label coffee creamers that are great, which I'll talk about in a second. But the reason why I love Thrive, sure, they're a 7-year supporter of my channel, but everything you would get pretty much at any grocery store is on Thrive, but it's cheaper. You save about $32 per order, and the box comes to your door. You don't have to go to the store if you don't want to. And when you click my link down below, you get 30% off your first order, a free gift up to $60, and it's 30 days risk-free, and I'll put all my favorite Thrive Market items in the description box. Less talking, more shopping. Let's coffee it up. Let's go straight to Coffee Mate. Leilani, if you walked into many workplaces right now, how many would have Coffee Mate in there?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, right? People love it. It's quick, it's easy, it's cheap. And this is the epitome of a bad coffee creamer. The problem is almost all are like this. So you see this, number one American coffee creamer. The funny thing is here, the first ingredient is corn syrup solids. Yet when you look at the nutritionals, it says 0 grams of added sugar. And it's like, if corn syrup's the first ingredient, how could it have 0 grams of added sugar? Because they're playing a little blackjack in front of our hands here. Look at the serving size. It's 3/4 teaspoon. This is a little trickery, because the USDA says if you have under a certain amount of sugar or whatever per serving, you can call it zero or sugar-free. But the first ingredient is corn syrup. Hocus pocus.
Oh my God, no.
Not cool. Okay, so that's strike number one. But the next ingredient is hydrogenated vegetable oil. That's how they, number one, make it shelf stable. But number two, it makes it rich and creamy. But when you have vegetable oil, which is already processed, refined, inflammatory, and hydrogenated, it makes it even more inflammatory, even more horrid for your health, and is GMO because it's coming from GMO sources. Bad news. How can it get worse, Bobby? Well, it can, because the flavoring in here is artificial flavor. It's not even a flavored variety. It's the original. It's the OG Leilani, and it has artificial flavor. But it's not just specific to this. I mean, you look at most any, like this one, International Delight, they're all going to have that. So I just want to refresh everyone's mind. Now let's go over to another store, Whole Foods, and show you some better-for-you options. And they're not necessarily more expensive. Many of them are reasonable and on sale. Let's head over there right now. You know what's interesting? Some of the best coffee creamers actually live in the supplement section and BU sale. This is cool. Vital Proteins collagen creamers on sale. this is not only collagen loaded, but the primary ingredient here is coconut milk. What lives in coconut milk? MCTs, medium chain triglycerides, great for your energy, great for your brain. This is great because it also has a full scoop, 10 grams of grass-fed, grass-finished collagen. There's no BS ingredients here. There was this whole Instagram BS a while back saying that there's heavy metals and vital proteins, collagen. It was fake news. I got down to the bottom of that. It's totally safe. Don't get the flavored ones, because the flavored ones always have the dreaded natural flavors. But talk about coconut and collagen together, that's great. Let's say you want something different like this. How about collagen creamer with oat milk? The oats are organic. There's also avocado oil in here and the medium chain triglycerides. And there's grass-fed collagen. It's not on sale, but that's a great way to get the hair, skin, and nail and joint support. It's true. I'm 44 years old. As you get older, you lose the natural collagen in your body. That being said, how many Flav City fans have told me, who are slightly older, that when they start taking collagen, their joint pain goes away, and when they take it off or stop using it, it comes back. I'm a big believer in collagen. Combine that with coconut, combine that with quality oats, a great way to get creamer for your coffee. They used to have it here at Whole Foods, but not anymore. It's 100% grass-fed butter powder. It's really good if you're trying to gain weight, but it's also good as a coffee creamer. If you blend coffee with butter, you kind of create a bulletproof, and it sustains your hunger longer, and you can get a slower release of the caffeine. If you can find grass-fed butter powder online, that's great. Also, Thrive Markets has a really good deal on coffee creamers. They have their brand of coconut creamer, and it's on sale right now for 36% off. When you click my link down below, you get another 30% off your first order and that free gift. That's fantastic, too. Oh, my God.
So this guy is really giving us a lesson about reading labels. I like videos that educate us on how to shop, basically. And so I have this article that I want to just share with you about 7 reasons to skip toxic coffee creamers. Now, he pointed out the corn syrup, hydrogenated vegetable oils, which are what? Inflammatory. That's one of the reasons why we need to be careful about what type of creamers we're putting in our black tea or our coffee, because it becomes inflammatory. These ingredients, artificial flavors. This article from Eating Well, December 1st, so it's recent, by someone named Diana Gates. No, not related to Bill, I hope. So do you go by the motto, everything in moderation? What about trans fats, GMOs, gut-renin, carrageenan? These nasties aren't safe to consume in any quality, yet millions of us are pouring them into our coffee every morning. Innocent, sweet-looking coffee creamer in a wool is a wolf in sheep's clothing, but it's found in the dairy case next to the milk and cream, so it's flavored milk, right? No, wrong. Just those tasty, tempting creamers may make your coffee taste like dessert. Isn't that what many of us go for? If you're not a big coffee drinker, when you do drink coffee, you want the sugar and cream and like, oh, it's the like of a vanilla shake, right? But this is commonly overlooked product with many health conscious people not thinking twice about adding it to the grocery cart. They contain ingredients which are likely to cause major issues for your health, especially if you're doing that every day. There are even organic versions which trick us into thinking they're healthy. Either way, it's just a little bit in the morning coffee after all, but eventually you're consuming the whole thing. So why is it so important to avoid anything called creamer, whitener, or milk product? Here are the reasons. Sugar and corn syrup, first on the list. He mentioned corn syrup. We know that sugar is not good for us, no question. It's addictive and encourages metabolic hormonal changes, setting us up for diabetes. It's not the cause of diabetes, but what is it doing? It's creating an imbalance in our body. And if you've got other emotional issues that are related to diabetes, like life's not sweet, I need some more sugar, I need more this, then that's what can trigger the symptoms of diabetes. So this sugar and corn syrup in there prevents the absorption of minerals from nutritious foods like the coffee, bringing something good It's going to prevent any absorption of the products in the mineral, in the food, in the coffee, and causes inflammation, which contributes to all manner of chronic diseases. Even worse, though, is the fact that most sweetening agents found in coffee creamers are made from high fructose corn syrup or corn syrup solids, as the audio just demonstrated. These ingredients are derived from genetically modified corn, which is then extensively processed to make a cheap sweetener that's added to a shocking number of processed foods. High fructose corn syrup is metabolized much faster than regular sugar, puts a burden mainly on, guess what, the liver. This can result in inflammation and liver toxicity. If you're already holding on to anger, bitterness, resentment, as I mentioned earlier in my meditation book, your liver is already stressed. It's the emotions like anxiety, resentment, fear, anger that are already weakening the liver and the whole body system. And then we're adding all these creamers or foods that are doing more damage to the body system. So it's also worth mentioning that fructose usually gets metabolized straight into stored fat. If you want to become obese and up your chances of getting any major chronic disease, consume more high fructose corn syrup. And I couldn't use a better demonstration than someone who I was married to, who now is so overweight. And I watched him day after day drink beverages with high fructose corn syrup. You know, the big Slurpees from 7-Eleven or the big soda, all of that. He was consuming over a period of time, and now he has diabetes, he's overweight, and he's taking all kinds of medication. So I can say for sure as a testimony that I observed someone who practiced these habits, and even other sweeteners, agents used in creamers are also problematic, like aspartame and sucralose. So that's the first ingredient you want to be watching out for. Next is hydrogenated oils. We spend a lot of time talking about dietary fat, why it's not the scary villain we have believed it to be over the last few decades. Naturally occurring, minimally processed fats are very safe, delicious, and nutritious. However, hydrogenated oils, also known as trans fats, are not safe and good to consume or nutritious. These toxic fats are squeezed out of things like palm kernels, corn, cottonseed, soybeans, using high heat, pressure, and solvent chemicals. The oil is then injected with a metal such as nickel, platinum, or aluminum, which forces the molecules to rearrange themselves and allow extra hydrogen molecules to be tacked on. The result in a fat which has a desirable texture and longer shelf life. The ability of a product to remain shelf stable is ideal for food manufacturers who make greater profits. They don't have to worry about putrefaction, but do you really want to feed your body something that can't go off? In fact, the molecular structure of a hydrogenated oil is just one molecule away from plastic. It's easy to imagine how the body suffers when it's forced to process this unnatural substance. Extensive scientific research has confirmed that the consumption of trans fats leads to clogged arteries, higher bad cholesterol, and lowered good cholesterol. All of these factors contribute to some of the conditions that top the causes of the death list, such as type 2 diabetes and heart disease. All the more reason, again, to read the labels and watch out for hydrogenated fats. Now, sodium caseinate is another bad one. Dirty trick played by manufacturers of coffee creamer products. The package often says non-dairy on the front, yet sodium caseinate is a dairy-derived, true the ingredient is so extensively processed that it's no longer legally considered a dairy product. But Nevertheless, it contains the protein that so many people struggle to digest in milk, and that's casein. Another problem is flavoring agents. This includes both natural and artificial flavors. While natural flavor sounds perfectly safe, it doesn't mean the flavor is actually derived from the original source. For example, natural vanilla flavoring often does not come from vanilla beans, but rather from castoreum, a sweet-smelling anal secretion of beavers. Oh, my goodness. Did I just read that? Natural, it says natural vanilla flavoring often does not come from vanilla beans, but rather from something called castoreum, a sweet-smelling anal secretion of beavers. Who does that? Oh, my goodness. Let's move on. Carrageenan, that's a very popular ingredient in foods. There's seaweed in your coffee creamer. That's right. Carrageenan is a thickener made from seaweed. It gives many processed food products a creamy texture, pleasing mouthfeel. While this doesn't seem entirely bad, unfortunately, carrageenan has been shown to cause intestinal permeability, or what's called leaky gut. The damage, which is behind many common digestive disorders such as colitis and irritable bowel. Animals even developed tumors during research into the consumption of carrageenan. This ingredient is definitely to be avoided. Two more ingredients, dipotassium phosphate, sodium aluminum silicate. Okay. So those are just a few. All right, you may not even remember those when you're looking at the labels, but my suggestion is if you don't know what it is, then probably shouldn't be going in your body. If you don't understand the ingredient, not familiar to you, don't put it in your body. So the bottom line, she says, healthy alternatives to coffee creamer are, hopefully we can be convinced you that coffee creamers are just not worth the risk. While it's only a small amount consumed each day, this may be the worst type of slow, chronic degradation of health that causes diseases. Luckily, it's easy to make your own delicious coffee at home with wholesome ingredients. It may take a little more time, effort, you will be able to drink your homemade creamer to your heart's delight with no guilt or concern about health effects. Now, I want to share with you my own recipe for coffee creamers. And I vary it in different ways, and it just is so good now I drink it all by itself. So number one, nuts. Nuts are my favorite coffee creamer ingredient supply or tool. If you take any nuts, I don't care what nuts they are, it's your taste that determines what you like. I like almonds and macadamia together. And sometimes I throw in Brazil nuts, not many, but those three nuts add a creamy taste and an oil. These nuts have oil, so you're getting natural oils. So I take those three nuts, soak them overnight, or if you don't have time to soak them overnight, just blanch them with some hot water, let them sit for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then you can peel the skin off the almonds. It's not recommended that you make almond milk with the peel on. So I always peel the skin off after I soak them overnight, or if you blanch them with hot water, you can peel them after the water cools off. And that way you don't have as much of that skin. You don't need the skin, which I believe Dr. Gundry says are lectin. There's lectin in the skin. You don't need to be drinking that. But if you do blend them with the skin on, then you can just strain the milk when the milk is all blended. So my favorite sweetener is dates. I put sometimes 6, 7, or 8 dates in my coffee creamer. And that's the sweet level I like. You may use less. And then flavoring agents like cinnamon, nutmeg, cocoa powder. You can get a little chocolate flavor in there. Ginger, clove is really important as a parasite maintenance agent. If you put in clove in your food, the clove and the oil from the clove is helping kill parasite eggs in your body. So a little clove in there gives them, you know, that warmer feeling and taste for the winter even. You can use vanilla extract, almond extract, hazelnut spread. Be creative. That's what the B message has been for me the last couple of days. The B shows up. Oh, be creative. Okay, so that just means be natural. Be creative with your great mind. We all have great minds. And it's just a matter of letting go of some of the things we've learned, the programming we've learned over the last few years. And I've got some comments from my listeners here. Zelda is going to be on Monday Morning Mindfulness doing a part two of Chinese, why you need to learn Chinese. Very informative, great show last week. And Naima's reminding us, Naima, our executive producer, thanks so much for this information. I've been eating an avocado sandwich every day for weeks. Great, 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 great for you. And I hope it's bringing you joy along with your coffee or tea. It's always a nice addition to our breakfast, whatever we're eating, or a smoothie. So I hope you'll share this with your friends and family as we move into more colder weather. And just be assured that we can enjoy this colder weather. We don't have the clothes. And especially for me in Florida, I have the clothes for winter. And I don't need to suffer because it drops down to 60 or 50. Just put on more clothes. And by all means, please get outside and enjoy the sun every day. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Please share it with friends and family who might be struggling right now on how to come out of their depression because it's getting colder or whatever. Just share this information to help us all have a better year, a better season, and overcome everything and anything because we have great minds and creative. So see you tomorrow.
Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows.
At 12.
And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
On
behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion.
Thank all of you.
And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
Thank you.
To our family in China, Xiexie.
Xiexie.
India, Zanyaba.
Zanyaba.
Japan, Arigato.
Arigato.
Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba.
Spasiba.
Germany, danke. Poland, jeong kunyong. France, merci.
Merci.
Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you. Thank you.